أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, we're now looking at the last part of D for Dua in our series of the A to Z of Salah. And I will reiterate that Quran is experienced in Salah. So let's look at this ayah of Quran regarding Dua. It's in Surah Al-Furqan, ayah 77. And Allah says, قُلْ سَيْيُ مُحَمَّدْ Tell them, مَا يَعْبَوْ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ My Rabb would not care for you had it not been for your du'as. Now, there's some common misconceptions about du'as. We think du'as are not answers because Allah sort of has disqualified us. He doesn't listen to me anymore. That's what we think. Well, that's not true. We confuse du'a with demand. Du'a is to call out. It's to cry out to divinity. It's communicating with the greatest entity. It's not the same as placing an online order. Du'a is an expression of desires, to actually understand who we are. You know, we are what our deepest desire is. As is your desire, so is your intention. Conversing with the divine from the depth of one's being in a state of need is what du'a is. It's a cry from the inside to the one who is my everything. It is there to strengthen our relationship with him. It determines our character. When Imam Sadiq was asked, should I recite a long surah in Salah or long kunut? He said, long kunut. You know, and we've got to trust him. He will answer at the best of times. We find it in Quran, for example, Yuqabid, the mom of Musa. She was united with Musa, her son, after a few hours. Yaqub, Prophet Yaqub was united with his son after 20 years. Yahya was born to Zakaria after 5 years, that is 5 years after his da'a, that he wanted a son. And it's these stories of the Quran that give us answers. It will be answered at a time that is best for us. The Prophet recommended du'a at every moment. True du'a is the expression of truth from the soul. When we call Allah, the answer is, if we say, where are you? He's saying, I've been waiting for you. I repeat again what he said to Prophet Musa. Ya Musa, salni kulla ma tahtaju. Musa, ask me for everything you desire, even the salt for your dough and the shoelaces for your shoes. The very fact that you and I have been given the blessing of doing du'a, he will never deprive us of an answer. And then something I was taught as a child. This is from the fifth Imam, when he said, when you raise your hands, Allah never returns them empty. He immediately puts something in there. So don't pull it back without drawing it over your face. Not in Salah, but any other time. It's absolutely phenomenal. Just put those hands in which you've raised to him over your face. There is divine energy there. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to always be in du'a, to always communicate with him. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ